bottled in Austin, Texas.
Support for WMNF comes from our members and Happy Feet Plus. Since 1985, Happy Feet Plus has been providing healthy footwear solutions, including brands such as Birkenstock, Finn Comfort, and Kenco Massage Sandals. Styles and selections at happyfeet.com. Good afternoon. Welcome to Monday. You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM. This is Community Radio from West Central Florida. Welcome to Executive Session, your forum on the executive branch, your discussion of the executive branch of your United States government. I'm John Gilmore, and I host the sessions each weekday, Monday through Thursday at this time. All viewpoints are welcome. Civility is required as we test the proposition that our republic will fare better if, instead of screaming at each other across the street, we talk with each other over the back fence. You can join the conversation at 813-239-9663, and that will put you in contact with Mr. Frank Knox, who will answer your call, get you ready to step out and take the floor. You can reach the studio at dj@wmnf.org by email, or 813-433-0885 by text. And be sure and search for Executive Session on Facebook and like and follow the page so you can discuss the day's White House events there. And again, good Monday. Since we signed off on Buckle Up Thursday, the president held a campaign rally in Great Falls, Montana. Here are just a couple of minutes of that speech.
Democrats are launching outrageous attacks against our incredible law enforcement and our ICE and Border Patrol. The new platform of the Democrat Party. And by the way, I call it the Democrat Party. It sounds better rhetorically. You know, I wrote bestsellers. I guess I speak well. You know, we turned away thousands of people. They never say I'm a great speaker. Why the hell do so many people come? Why does... I don't think... It's true. Why do they come? Why? Why, oh, why do they come? Gotta be something. I guess they like my policy. Maybe you like policy. No, so have you ever noticed? You never hear that. You never hear that. You never hear it. I mean, there's got to be a reason. I have broken more Elton John records. He seems to have a lot of records. And we beat, and I, by the way, I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ. No organ. Elton has an organ. And lots of other people helping. No, we've broken a lot of records. We've broken virtually every record because, you know, look, I only need this space. They need much more room. For basketball, for hockey, for all the sports, they need a lot of room. We don't need it. We have people in that space. So we break all these records. But really, we do it without, like, the musical instruments. This is the only musical, the mouth. It's, and hopefully the brain attached to the mouth, right? The brain, more important than the mouth, is the brain. The brain is much more important.
Should this man be seated alone for a summit with Vladimir Putin? The complete record of those remarks, as posted by C-SPAN, is available on the Executive Session Facebook page. By the way, we're very close to 500 people following the page, so we want to find out, can we go over the top this week? Since we last convened, America has tried to weaken a World Health Organization resolution supporting nursing infants, threatening Ecuador with trade sanctions and the withdrawal of military aid if they supported the resolution, quote, that mother's milk is the healthiest for children and countries should strive to limit the inaccurate or misleading marketing of breast milk substitutes. These are quotes from the New York Times. The showdown over the issue was recounted by more than a dozen participants from several countries, many of whom requested anonymity because they feared retaliation from the United States. Health advocates scrambled to find another sponsor for the resolution, but at least a dozen countries, most of them poor nations in Africa and Latin America, backed off, citing fears of retaliation, according to officials from Uruguay, Mexico, and the United States. In the end, the Americans' efforts were mostly unsuccessful. It was the Russians who ultimately stepped in to introduce the measure, and the Americans did not threaten them. And, of course, the president has scheduled an announcement for his nominee to fill retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. With the president's background in wrestling and in reality TV and his propensity for drama, what do you think the announcement will look like? And finally, the Associated Press reports the U.S. Army is quietly discharging immigrant recruits who enlisted in the military with a promised path to citizenship. Now, that's a lot. And that's what's been going on mostly since we were together on Thursday. So 813-239-9663 will get you into the conversation. You're welcome to respond to any of those or anything else that you saw over the weekend. It's always interesting to have people call in and bring into the discussion what got their attention during the last 3 days.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
GRO was sound and great. Those were the days.
And we are in session for Monday, and it's a very interesting day. We're anticipating the announcement of a Supreme Court nominee by the Trump White House, and sort of looking back over the last 3 days at what got your attention. I made some suggestions. I got a couple of things that got my attention and wondered if they got yours. And so what we're going to do right this second is we're going to go right straight to the phones. We're going to talk to Ed in Tampa. Ed, good afternoon, and thank you for kicking off the session this afternoon.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'm a former Navy intelligence operative, and I'm just giving my perspective. I think we've been shocked by so many little things that really need to step back regarding Trump. And the fact that this nightmare scenario that Mr. Trump could possibly have been linked with the Russians for years, either wittingly or unwittingly.
Yeah, we just don't know that, do we?
We don't know that, but we do know how the Russians operate.
Yes, we do.
How they use and they identify potential assets, people who are possibly influential. They put them in the bank, so to speak. They compromise them with video, with prostitutes, with drugs. Anything that's compromising, they'll use it. Honeypot, prostitution, all kinds of things like that. That's standard Russian and former Soviet techniques.
Yeah, they actually have a name for that stuff, don't they?
They do. It's called compromat.
Yeah.
And so the Soviets and the Russians have been doing this for years. It's not completely out of the realm that Mr. Trump is essentially an asset of Putin. And the fact that they're going to meet in person, it's almost like a handler meeting his informant.
You know, it's also not entirely out of the question that Mr. Trump doesn't realize that.
I think at this point he realizes that.
Like anything, it's getting pretty clear, huh?
It's very clear, I'm sure. The moment he was shown the tapes, he was. He's not stupid, but he knows he's got a lot to lose.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's very interesting, but you know, I got to thinking. Given his public remarks and his public behavior, I wonder if a tape of him engaging some prostitutes urinating on a mattress that the Obamas slept on is really all that big a threat. And I have a question about whether it is, but what I'm curious about is whether or not what they have is his complete financial records with regard to dealings with money launderers in their hierarchy.
It's multi-layered. It's multi-layered. If you look, he was traced back since 1987, where he's made public statements saying that the U.S. should not prop up Japan of all people.
Yeah.
Japan of all nations. And that goes along with the narrative that the Russians want to split up us with the allies, our allies.
Yeah.
It goes on with the narrative. If you trace back all the public comments, publicly available things, it all comes back to that. It's not just the PP tape. He is completely in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, otherwise, all the money he's borrowed from Russian banks, from oligarchs. When you think about Russian oligarchs, that means Putin. That means Russia. Anyone can knows that at the split of the Soviet Union, all the oligarchs are Putin and all his henchmen.
So, yeah, it's like the government of Iraq under Saddam Hussein. There was no opposition. If you were in there, it was because you were in there with Mr. Hussein.
Exactly, and this scenario is so unbelievable, but it's so plausible. And I think I fear that this is what our nation is going through, and it may result ultimately in Mueller's investigation coming up to a constitutional crisis instead of just simply a Twitter rant. Because this guy is so unstable. And he's got so much to lose. That's my only comment.
Okay, well, listen, thank you. We now have to kick off the session for this Monday. We now have a report from a former naval intelligence officer and his views on the possibility that Mr. Trump is actually an asset for Mr. Putin.
Thank you.
All right, Ed, thank you very much. 813-239-9663. What do you think of that? As a part of his remarks in Montana the other day, the president was very ridiculed about, they say that Vladimir Putin is KGB, And a part of the art of master spy work is to make the minnow think he's a shark and you're inviting him to swim with the sharks. Just something to think about. 813-239-9663. Straight down the stack we reach Daryl. Good afternoon, Daryl, and welcome to the session this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
So far, not bad. It's early yet.
Now, Mr. Gilmore.
Uh-oh.
I'm frankly surprised at you.
You are?
Because I have to apologize to all the Trump supporters and, let me say this, Jill Stein supporters. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to start anything. You have the right to vote for whoever you want to, but let me get to the topic real quickly. One thing that you just said, Vladimir Putin, if he's going to have success like he had with Mr. Kim Jong-il,
Kim Jong-il was Kim Jong-il was Kim's father.
Yeah, I don't know which incarnation of crazy he's going to have to be dealing with. But if he has as much
the incarnation,
yeah, as he's had much success as he's had with North Korea, with Russia, who actually have subs with ICBMs that are targeted to all of the United States capital cities and its assets around the world, we're in perfect hands. Everybody, y'all can sleep safely. I'm coming around to your side. I promise I'm coming around to your side now.
Uh-huh.
Why are you criticizing this man? He is smart, and I will fight with Morning Joe. You know, why is it that they think that this guy is too stupid to sit before Robert Mueller? I just don't get it.
I don't think he. You know what? I don't think. My personal viewpoint is not that he's too stupid. It's that his connection to fact is so tenuous that he's likely to throw himself in hot water very quickly.
Well, now, I'm glad that you brought this up, and I know that you got a lot of quarters, so let me just say this. Since we're trying to go back to make America great again, let's go back to, like, Jack Benny. Now, Mr. Cobb, now cut that out. Just stop that. And for all you Trump supporters, I guess I'm going to start talking like Rochester. I was talking to Mr. Benny the other day. And you guys have got to start respecting Donald Trump. He's the deal maker. He knows what he's doing.
Well, we shall see.
Yes, we shall see.
All right, Darryl, listen, very entertaining little bit of shtick there. I appreciate it very much, and, and we'll talk again.
Now cut that out.
Cut that out. 813-239-9663, Doug in Newport Richey. Good afternoon, Doug. Welcome to the session. You have the floor.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you. Go a little bit off topic from what you were talking about just previously.
How unusual.
Well, yeah, guess what?
Now for something completely different.
The over the weekend news, I have read that President Trump had offered Congresswoman Warren $1 million to go to her charity to prove her Native American heritage.
Yep, did that in Montana.
And right, and what I would like to do is give back to Congresswoman Warren. I'll get it out here in a minute.
Yeah, take your time.
That if President Pinocchio would print his taxes for the last 5 years, she would print her DNA.
There you go. Now, that's an interesting offer right there. See, now you got in a negotiation for a deal.
Correct.
You get an offer, and sometimes you get a counteroffer.
And this would be a good counteroffer.
Sure. I'll tell you what. I'll take the DNA test, and I'll publish the results if you release the taxes that every other candidate since Gerald Ford has released.
Correct.
Hey,
I mean, it's only fair.
I think it's a fine counteroffer, and by the way, I wouldn't put it past Senator Warren at all to come up with just exactly that.
Well, I would hope that she would. I don't know how to quote pass that message on up to her.
Well, she has a Twitter feed,
which I don't Twitter.
Oh well,
I don't Facebook. I don't Twit. You know, it's just a matter of. But
my goodness.
Yeah.
How do you go on?
Well, I have this wonderful handheld device that I can communicate to this wonderful program Monday through Thursday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Well, we will try and continue to be a sustaining force for you.
Well, you are. And the second thing, real quickly, is that I noticed on the MSN feed from the internet. This was published in the HuffPost, that the president's daughter is exempt from any of the China tariffs.
Yeah, I believe they used the word conveniently in that headline.
Well, yeah, they did. And the fact that she has never had any of her products manufactured on American soil.
Yeah.
So it's the situation where you hear make America great again, but yet the first daughter is making China and other countries great because she's not manufacturing any of her goods here, and then any of her imports are exempt from a tariff.
Yeah, and I also saw it. Now, I did not go and check this story out, so I am passing along an unsubstantiated rumor, and I'll be upfront about that right now, okay? That there is a company in China who says they have been engaged to manufacture the flags for the Trump parade, or to manufacture the flags for the Trump campaign, and maybe somebody, maybe someone out there will engage their magic box and get us a little update on that, because I'd really like to know where that Certainly. Came from, because I think if that's the case. it boggles the mind.
Well, certainly it does. And then my last one, and I'm going to let off so that others can comment, is that the comment I made just previously, President Pinocchio, he seems to have a handle or a nickname for a lot of his quote-unquote, I don't want to call them friends, but Little Marco Rubio and Rocky and Pocahontas. And the fact that he's attributed to close to 4,000 lies or falsehoods, we just ought to rename him President Pinocchio.
Well, I'll tell you what. He obviously has a great nose guy if he's Pinocchio, because he seems to be able to maintain the same footage. And Pinocchio had a really, really tough time with that.
Correct.
But anyway, thanks, Doug. I appreciate your input. And like I said, we will endeavor to remain a sustaining force for you.
Very good. Thank you.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663 will get you in contact with Mr. Frank Knox, who will answer your call. He'll get your name up here on the screen and get you ready to step into the session and have your say, just like Russell in Tampa. Good afternoon, Russell. You are in executive session this afternoon, and you have the floor.
Hey there. How are you doing today, John?
Not bad so far.
All right, good. Hey, I have a question for you, and this has to do with the format of the show, which I listen to and call into periodically.
Okay.
Ask you a question. I've noticed that you don't challenge these absurd proclamations and speculations that come at you frequently.
Like what?
Rarely.
Like what?
Well, the first caller must have said five things about Donald Trump and the Russians, none of which have been proven true.
Right. So he offered an opinion. He offered a set of opinions on based on his experience, well, for which we have his word. And you take that into consideration at all times. I mean, I could call up and say that I'm, whoever. But we have... and then he gave his opinion on, from that viewpoint, on those things. So that's his opinion.
Okay, so everybody's free to offer their opinion, and your job is not to push back and say, well, wait a minute, can you give us any facts to support that opinion? Or you?
I often ask people for where their information came from. And when I'm talking to someone who says they are, who offers themselves as a potential expert in the field, I just listen to what they have to say.
Okay. All right. That's cool, because I call in to sort of push back on the speculation, and because I don't hear the host pushing back going, oh, wait a minute, you're going to have to give me something more than that.
Okay.
I need to see a link. I need to see an article.
I ask people for their sources quite a bit, Russell.
Well, if you hear something that has not yet been proven, and someone has some information about Mueller's investigation that the rest of the world doesn't know yet, we would certainly like to know that.
Well, what information would someone have? One of the things that I have admired about the way that this investigation has gone is that we don't know how this investigation has gone.
You're making my point.
And I think that is an absolutely amazing feat in this age.
I credit Mueller with that too, John. I'm going to get off here, but you're making my point, which is nobody knows.
Exactly.
So the entire country has spun around speculating, projecting, bringing their bias toward the situation, putting stuff out there, and it rarely goes down.
You know what it's like? It's like we're all standing alongside the bedside of a loved one who is in grave condition in the hospital, and we're watching the monitors, okay? And we react to everything the monitors do. If the heart rate changes once, everybody goes, the heart rate changed. And you know what I mean? If the respiration dips about, everybody goes, the respiration dip, And so it's like micro examining. And in an age of instant worldwide communication, I think that's just one of the hazards, Russell.
Oh, that's just where that's sport, John. I'll let you go. It's taken the place of what Otherwise, it's entertainment, it's sport, we all do it, we're all guilty of it, but we get some of this stuff has got to be fact-checked. It's out of control.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we do quite a bit of fact-checking on here, and if you ever have a question about what it is that has been said, by all means, bring it up, because I'm interested to know. I'm just interested to know.
Yeah, amen to that. Thank
okay,
you.
Talk to you again, Russell, and thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663 will get you into contact with Mr. Frank Knox, who will get you ready to step into the session. And right now we're going to step away. We're going to let you know some information about what's going on at your station, and also bring you up to date on some other folks who are supporting your station with you. Mick Jagger, the greatest frontman ever, is turning 75, and WMNF is celebrating by hosting Pleased to Meet You, the 75th birthday tribute to Mick Jagger. For this tribute to rock and roll's greatest band leader, we sought an all-star cast of bands who excel in tribute shows. The party begins at 7 and goes till midnight at Janice Live on July 27th. For more information as well as the complete band lineup, go to WMNF.org. Support for WMNF comes from our members and Florida State University. The purchase of Florida State University's specialty license plates helps support scholarships for deserving students at FSU. More information on FSU specialty plates can be found online at fsu.edu/mytag. And we don't know if you know this, WMNF's HD3 channel, The Source, offers many quality public radio news and talk shows. Every day on The Source, we carry programs like the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, Tom Hartman, the BBC World Service, and many more. Listening is easy. Just go to wmnf.org/listen or tap The Source on the WMNF smartphone app. Yes, sir. Back we are to the conversation this afternoon. You can join us at 813-239-9663. We're going to go and talk to Dave. Dave, good afternoon. You're in executive session.
Hey,
you have the floor.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, we'll know more later.
Yeah, I was just listening to Russell. I would just point out to Russell that Trump's former campaign chairman is now sitting in a jail cell accused of some pretty serious crimes having to do with the Russians and their activities. I don't know how many people involved in his administration were caught in lies about meetings with Russians. Hmm. And Trump himself stood up in front of the American public and asked the Russians to hack Hillary's emails.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is all as speculative as he would like to have us think. But,
well, I think, I actually heard Russell call for basically sources and citations, which is a perfectly legitimate request. You know,
but this is not stuff that's just coming out of the blue that's made up by the liberal media or something.
Well, see, that if you listen to the president's remarks from Great Falls last Thursday night, this is very interesting, because it seemed to me that there were a couple of themes that went through it, but there was one. He, I don't know how many times, pointed to the back of the room and declared the press fake or liars, or they never report this, or this is what we're doing and they won't tell you about it. It was like a theme of the rally.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I saw Ezra Klein on CNN yesterday, and he made some remarks that I thought were right on. He said that the corporate media in particular, but I think just the media as a whole, is almost addicted to these Trump appearances, where he makes these outrageous appearances and says outrageous things, and everybody gets in a big huff about it. And he's suggesting we just ignore that stuff. Start ignoring it. It's really not newsworthy. It's bluster, and by now it's gotten to become pretty old hat, and I don't think it's getting us anywhere. I agree with him on that.
Uh-huh. You know what? People say that we should take the president seriously, but not literally. And I think that's an interesting statement. I think it's an interesting stance. And the question that I have is, how do you tell where to draw the line?
Yeah, I think I know where they're coming from, but I think what Klein is saying is that, you know, in past administrations, the media didn't give the kind of prominent attention to what amounts to campaign appearances, purely political appearances. They just didn't give it that much run.
Mm-hmm.
These guys getting way too much run with this stuff.
You think so,
huh? We're all overreacting. I do. I mean, you can stand up and say outrageous things, but what does it really amount to when you start to analyze what the administration's up to?
Well,
not much.
This is the difficulty that I have. When the president of the United States says something, you got to listen.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
This guy in particular.
Okay.
I think the president of the United States has been overinflated in that respect. Not everything that comes out of his mouth is necessarily newsworthy.
Yeah. Oh, well,
can I make one other point?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're not registered to vote, either Republican or Democrat, you can't vote in the primary. You have to be registered with a party
in
the state of Florida. So I hope you remind people that if they're registered as independents, they might want to run down and change that for the primary so they can vote in the primary.
If you want to vote in the primary, you need to be registered with one of the parties. That is a fact.
In Florida.
And thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate you reminding us of that and also reminding us of the primaries that are here in August.
Right.
Next month. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663. We're going to go right straight to Rod in Largo. Good afternoon, Rod. You are in executive session, and you have the floor.
Good afternoon. Did you get your 500 followers on Facebook? My wife and I went on there and did it.
Well, thank you. We are, last time I looked, we were at 480, somewhere between 480, I think it was 488, so very, very close. And it's just a kind of a game. I don't think that we get anything for it. It's just a, it's just a thing to go for. It's just something.
But it's good. It's the more people, the better, actually.
Yeah. I would like to have people invite more people into the conversation. This, you are currently on the air in a worldwide media outlet.
That's right.
Okay.
The more, the better.
Yeah,
the more
your radio station can reach anywhere in the world and in low orbit.
That's right.
Okay, so we can have this conversation on an extremely broad scale if we want to do that, but that's not what you called about.
Well, a little bit, but no, I watched the Trump regurgitation in Montana again over the weekend, and it's just amazing to me, the same thing, but he has this fascination with IQ. I don't understand it, but he's thinks himself a great orator and speaker, which was part of his speech that he gave, but I don't know too many people that would agree with that, but it's like speaking with you or, say, Rob Lori or somebody who is fairly educated and articulate, and usually you can tell when you're talking to somebody like that, that it has a vocabulary and has the ability to have abstract thought, and when you're not talking to somebody like that, you can usually kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think articulate is ever a word I would use when I said the name Donald Trump. Now that's just my opinion, but I don't understand. And the people, I mean, it was unbelievable. They're still talking about lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. It's amazing to me. She's not even in the picture anymore.
Yeah, that's one of the things that puzzles me, because they keep talking about about the Democrats going back to losing the election and all that stuff. But who keeps bringing up the election and people who are no longer in power is Donald Trump and Donald Trump specifically.
Yeah, and they just keep bringing up that stuff. It's like, get over it. Like you just said, they talk about the Democrats bringing this stuff up about losing the election. I haven't heard anything about that ever since it's been done. they're just everybody's been responding to the things and his administration that he's done, and the Scott Pruitt debacle, and all of it. It's just I don't understand these followers of his who. But the thing that I was saying about the IQ, first of all, I don't even know if he knows what that acronym stands for. maybe he does. I don't know. But why doesn't somebody challenge him to an IQ test? Not that he would ever agree.
Well, he said that during the his physical, they did a mental process assessment of some kind. And I saw a and I wish I could remember his credentials. There's a gentleman who is someone who administers that test, who basically says what that test tells you is whether or not you are in the advanced stages of dementia. It's like, can you draw a clock? Do you recognize a rhinoceros?
Right.
Okay, so if you fail that, you know, you're in worse shape than inarticulate speaker.
Well, I mean, it being an inarticulate speaker and then having a very low intelligence quotient, I just, you know, the way he flies off the handle, makes decisions, all that kind of stuff, I don't see anything in there that would indicate to me that his IQ would be in even double digits. Or
yeah, I don't, and he and he said, he stood up and said Maxine Waters' IQ is in the 60 range. That's
how do you even know?
I don't know. But you see, I'm not altogether clear that the man is not intelligent. I'm just fascinated by how he uses his intellect. And I'm also fascinated by his mental processes, which do not seem to be able to track for very long.
No, not at all. And that's what I say when I mean that. I mean, I'm sure he's intelligent about some things. Being a president, I don't think is in there, but I don't understand. And then the thing about his business acumen, I'll be honest, I believe that he colluded with Russia before the election ever started. I believe this happened many, many years ago.
Well,
and it's almost like he's the Manchurian candidate.
Both of his sons, both of his sons made clear statements about the connection of the Trump organization to Russian finance. They made very clear statements about that a substantial or probably overwhelming part of their revenue was coming from that direction. So I wonder, is it that experience that leads Donald Trump to think of Russia as a business partner instead of a geopolitical adversary?
Well, that may well be true. I believe that when he, you know, is such a great businessman who's run the majority of his businesses into the toilet.
Yeah, his businesses haven't done really well, have they? A lot of them.
No, that doesn't, you know, to me, is he a Warren Buffett? Is he a Jeff Bezos? Is he a Bill Gates? I don't see it. A captain of industry, a real estate mogul. And then after he's run these companies into the ground, his father's company that was left to him, and then, remember, this was back in the 80s when the Atlantic City and all that, he was down and out for the count. And then a year later, he comes back and he's got $400 or $500 million in bank accounts paying cash for things. How does that work exactly? Where does that money come from?
I think he turned offshore.
Well, I'm sure he did, but where did that money come from?
Yeah, well, that's I actually think that is one of the things that he absolutely does not want revealed. It's just a guess. I don't know, but I just think that the worst thing that could happen to Donald Trump would be a complete and open revelation of all his business practices.
Exactly, and I agree wholeheartedly with that.
All right, Rod, listen, we got to go, and we'll, with any luck, we will talk to you again.
All right, very good.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663. We're going to step away from the conversation. Lester, I see you there. John, you guys are next. We are going to get a little information here, let you know some of the things that are going on, and also who else is alongside you in supporting your radio station. Support for WMNF comes from our members in the Florida League of Women Voters, offering a solar co-op for Sarasota residents with their nonprofit partner, Solar United Neighbors. Co-op participants will receive guidance on going solar. To learn more, the next information session is Wednesday, July 11th at 6 p.m. at the Jacaranda Library in Venice. For more information, go to solarunitedneighbors.org/Sarasota. If you're getting a new car, don't trade in your old one. Give it to WMNF. Your support is worth more than a low trade-in offer and helps ensure your favorite programs are here for you on and your community. Call 888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org.
I was listening to great talk. Now I'm listening to great music.
Welcome to WMNF Tampa.
And along those lines, you might be interested in staying around for Flea this afternoon on It's the Music. You look forward to a tribute to Elvis Costello today. You can win tickets if you can figure out what's Flea thinking. Always a challenge. And we will answer the question, what if Mick Jagger joined the orchestra instead of the Rolling Stones? And all of it's on It's the Music today, 2 to 4 p.m. or anytime online at WMNF.org. Flea is going to take you through the afternoon and reach you the traffic jam with Bobby Dusenberry this evening, who will be helping you get yourself back to the house. 813-239-9663 gets you in conversation with us and Lester and Wikiwachi. Good afternoon. You're in executive session and you have the floor.
Hey, John. Excellent show today.
Thank you.
By far. I have a friend that lives in Tennessee who is absolutely convinced that social media swayed this election.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. He came out in a news release or whatever. I don't know how he got it. Maybe on social media. But that most Americans today get their news, their primary source of news, off of the internet and places like Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And I continue to refute that. What is your opinion?
I think that social media has a penetration into the population that is unprecedented in such a short time. Television reached a huge portion of the American population, and it took generations to get there, okay? Or at least a generation. Social media hit the population and the people who are on Facebook, the people who are on Twitter and Instagram, and things that I don't even know the names of yet, and you're right. I actually think that I've heard those same reports that people are getting their information off of their Twitter feeds and their Facebook feeds and off the internet. So, go ahead.
I'd just like to say I cannot believe that Americans are that naive and that stupid.
Well,
I mean, you see a blinking ad on a website you're not familiar with, and it says, "Oh, your computer's infected. Click now, and we'll fix it."
Uh huh. Yeah. Right. Right. All you got to do is click on that. All you got to do is click on that link, and you're had.
Yeah. And, you know, what's up with that? I mean, don't people understand how the internet works? It's basically until recently.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen now, but it was an open forum. It was an open forum, forum of speech.
Yeah. The
so you could put anything you want on there.
Exactly. Exactly. The internet democratized communication in a way that I don't think anything ever has. Because, as you have pointed out, anybody, anywhere, at any time, can put anything up there.
And they do.
Oh, absolutely. Now, that's how, and I'll tell you, this is a little personal gauge, that I use. I do two things. If I see something in the... specifically, say on a Facebook page, and it just hits the very middle of my belief system. Like, oh yeah, that's absolutely. First, I notice that somebody just hit a nerve. Okay, and secondly, I go down there and find the source.
Absolutely,
because when they post that stuff, they put the source up there, and. A lot of times what I have found is that I'll go and I'll click on the source, or I'll go and I'll look at the source and I'll go fact check the source, because there are people out there who look at media outlets and assess whether they're straight up, whether they're right, whether they're left, whether they're factual, whether they're fictional, whether they distort things or whether they tell the truth, what they, you know, that kind of stuff. So I go and I look at that stuff, too. And I have found that an awful lot of the stuff that initially lands in my emotional hot box is, as the gentleman so tactfully put it last night, bull pies.
Absolutely. Politifact everything. I mean, do your homework. Just fall for anybody's life.
Because there are folks out there who make their money getting you to click on stuff.
Sure.
That's their bread and butter, is to get you to go, what? Click.
Yeah, but if it looks too good to be true, it usually isn't.
Yeah. All right, Lester, thanks for the thanks for bringing that up. It's definitely a worthwhile conversation to have in the midst of this, especially this presidency, which relies so very heavily on social media to put its messages out.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
It boggles my mind.
Yeah, I think that 5 years ago, if someone had told you that that was what Twitter was going to be used for, you'd have laughed them off the, you know.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks a lot.
All right, we will talk again, Lester. Thanks for calling in. 813-239-9663 will get you in contact with Mr. Frank Knox, who will answer your call and get you ready to step into the session and take the floor. And we're going to talk to John in Port Richey. John, good afternoon. You're in executive session. You have the floor.
Hey, thanks for the show. First of all, I'd like to preface this with, if Trump has no ties, financial ties with Russia or Russian oligarchs, then have him release his taxes so we can see them.
Yeah, it'd be pretty easy to prove, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be pretty straightforward. But here you go. The Russian the Moscow Project, sorry, that's the website I just did a quick search on, talks about 15 Trump brand products from 1998 to 2012. All right? So in 98, let's see, what's it say here? In 98, one of his Trump projects received some significant financing from people with ties to Russia and the Bayrock Group and the Deutsche Bank.
Yeah.
Let's go up to 98 here, too. The Trump World Tower, two-thirds of the units sold on floors 76 through 83 by 2004 involved people or limited liability companies with connection to Russia or neighboring states.
Ooh, that's the high price spread once you get above 70th floor.
There you go. Let's go into 2000.
Now, wait a minute. Let me stop you for just a second, John. Say again the source.
I'm looking at the website called The Moscow Project.
The Moscow Project. Yeah, okay, so no people can look that up. People can look that up, and they can assess its veracity for themselves.
There's a thing in here. The Nation talks about his Miami properties having Russian ties to Russia. The New Republic has an article, Russian ties to Trump.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Well, see what he... Find them. The general drift of the thing seems to be that he got into financial trouble so many times in the country, in the United States, that American banks actually were very shy about finance with him.
Yeah, because of his gambling thing out in what the Ocean City. They failed.
Atlantic City. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Seriously. How do you bankrupt a casino? Go ahead. So
the name of the article is Trump's Businesses in Russia and Russia's Business in Trump.
Okay.
That's funny. I didn't read their article. All right, thanks. Bye. Bye.
All right, John. all right. Well, now there you go. There is some sourced material. You can look up the source. You can assess for yourself the veracity of the information. And right now, we're going to go and talk to Miles in Sarasota. Miles, good afternoon. You are in executive session this afternoon.
Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing very well.
Good. Trump, if people understand the bankruptcy law, is that what this guy did is he lists all the small businesses that have done work on his properties, obviously, you know, and then filed bankruptcy on, which I had somebody do that to me in Sarasota about 10 years ago, you know. And what happens, though, is that they don't, I think they forget, though, also in Tampa, he took deposits from people. I think it was like a Trump Tower downtown.
There was going to be some iteration of a Trump Tower downtown.
Right, he burned everybody on that one. So this guy, me being from New York, I had friends that worked with him, and so he's a total scumbag. He's horrible. No, he's just.
I have heard that his popularity in his home hometown is extremely low.
Well, he's just bad news. He filed bankruptcy 10 times, something like that. It's insane.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you've got a bunch of money or you've got a bunch of backers and you have a contractor that does some work for you,
right,
and you declare the work insufficient or it's not good enough. It's not good enough. All right.
Right.
Now, that guy can sue you, but how many people have the resources to go against somebody who can spend millions and millions and millions of dollars defending a suit?
Well, most of his small claims on top of that, you know.
Yeah. So but the thing is that the thing is that you get to keep the product.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know,
crap.
The stuff that you said wasn't right, you get to keep that.
Right. Yeah, sure. Well, sure, of course. That's why you file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So you can burn everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't understand bankruptcy all that well. I don't understand the laws of the thing, but it seems to me that...
That's the way it is, John. That's what I'm telling you. I've been visiting for 25 years, man.
So he collects a bunch of money. He collects a bunch of money. He gets about
What he does, he says, I got a plumber. I've got an electrician to do all my properties, okay?
Uh-huh.
He pays them slow, okay? You pay for a couple of months, right, to keep cool, okay? Then all of a sudden you say, well, I'm not paying you now after, like, three properties.
Hmm.
That's what they do. Okay?
Yeah, and then if you want your money, you can spend your treasure and blood suing me.
Exactly, right. So that's what they pull. That's the crap they pull. So this is why you have the laws, and that's why he said, well, I'm just following the law. Well, the law is wrong, you know, really.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, I'll tell you. I'm. It's interesting to hear your viewpoint. It's interesting to hear the viewpoint from somebody who is on their knees doing the tile or putting those cabinets in or doing whatever it is.
I was in business for 23 years. I've been an S Corp for 20 years, so I know the game.
Yeah.
And I've got friends that are attorneys in Sarasota here. I've got friends in Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta originally. That I used to work with, they said, "Hey, this is a bunch of crap, man. They get away with this stuff," and he did.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Miles, you have had the last word on Monday's session. Thank you very, very much for bringing that in, and we will talk again.
Okay, buddy.
Sure enough. Bye. All right, that's going to be the session for this afternoon. Again, be sure that you stay tuned for Flea and It's the Music, where we're going to look forward to a tribute to Elvis Costello. You can even win tickets if you can figure out, and this is always fun, what's Flea thinking? Uh-huh. And we will answer that question. What if Mick Jagger joined the orchestra instead of the Rolling Stones? It's all on It's the Music Today from 2 to 4 or anytime online at WMNF.org. It'll also remind you that these sessions are also archived at WMNF.org, and you can go back and reprise any session you want. And right now, we're going to sign off.
It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is WMNF.